Okay, today's daf is Tvachim Daf Nun Ches. Tvachim Daf Nun Ches, and let us get into the new parak, the sixth parak here of Maseches Tvachim. Kadshei Kadshim. So we have discussed already the machshavos, the problematic machshavos. That was the first couple of prakim that we got into. Last parak, the sodistic parak of rules and regulations of ABCs of all the different categories of karbanos. That was Ezeo Makoman. And then we discussed also that was the only parak in all 524 or so prakim in Mishnayos that do not have a machlokas, but Feirish quoted in the Mishnah, even though we did mention that there are machlokos quoted about those topics, just not in the Mishnah. And now we have Parak Kadshei Kadshim, which talks all about continuing to talk about different details, starting with relating to one of the halachas that we mentioned relating to the other karbanos. So we mentioned that the Kadshei Kadshim have to be shechted in the north side of the Azara. Kadshei Kalim can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. Says the Mishnah now, what happens if I shecht on the Mizbeach? Is that okay? Is that okay, lechatchila, b'di'eved? What's the halacha of the top of the Mizbeach? The Mishnah here does not mention, what about the ramp? So I'll have to talk about later in the Masechta where the ramp is discussed explicitly. That was a little bit in the ninth parak, Mizbeach Bekadesh. The Gemara is going to talk about, the Mishnayos will talk about, what does the ramp have Kedusha? Mizbeach Bekadesh has a Roilo, so what about the ramp? The Mishnah is going to say, on Daf Pevav, we'll see, Kshev Shem Mizbeach Bekadesh has a Roilo, Kacha Kevesh Bekadesh. Right? The Kevesh is going to be Bekadesh. But what about the top of the Mizbeach? So says the Mishnah, Kachi Kachim, Sheshachton Barosha Mizbeach. A karban that is shechted berosh ha-mizbeach, on the top of the mizbeach. Does that have the status of tzafon? Does it have the status of azara? What is the halacha? So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omar kilu nishchetu betzafon. Is as if it shechted in the north side of the mizbeach. Anywhere on top of the mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yossi, is considered as if it was shechted on the north side of the mizbeach. We'll have to see, according to Rabbi Yossi, where was the mizbeach? Was it on the north side? Was it split in the middle? Either way, Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, Ki'ilu nishchatu b'tzafam. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer, Mechati mizbeach v'ladarom kedarom. Mechati mizbeach v'ladzafon katzafon. No, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, you split the mizbeach in half. The northern half of the mizbeach is considered north. The southern half of the mizbeach is considered south. And that is why, if you have kashi kashim, it depends where on top of the mizbeach it is shechted. We will see Rashi in the Gemara, and then Rashi in Menachas and Afsadi also says that Tzafon has more kedusha, and therefore that's why there's the halacha of shechted kashi kashim in that spot. It is interesting if you remember the Gemara had a shakla vitaria a couple of days ago that. It could be, again, we rejected this, but it could be the Gemara had a Havamina, that just like Kadshei Kadshim could only be shechted in the north and not anywhere else, maybe Kadshei Kalim could only be shechted other places and not in the north, right? Which points to the fact that it's just different. It's not better, it's not more intense. If there's Kadshei Kadshim cannot be shechted there, why not? If it's just higher level of Kedusha, maybe it's just different. But either way, this is the Mishnah. Tosas points out that this is a Lashon of Bidi Eved. If these animals were shechted, Barosha Mizbeach, so then we have this machlokas Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Mida Oraisa Shochet Lechanchila. Tosva says, on a Torah level, really even Lechanchila, you can shecht on top. Kid Darshinan, Mifazavachta Alav, as the Pasuk Darshins. Veshema Hadak Adi Eved, Mida Rabbanan. So why does it sound like for the Mishnah that Lechanchila is not okay? Just Bidi Eved, Shol Tarbitz Galolim. What would happen if the animal relieves itself on top of the Mizbeach? It is just not appropriate. It is not something that we would want to have. So that is why the Mishnah uses the Lashon of the Eved, even though even Lechanchila, it might be okay. Some of the some of the other reasons given, I saw that maybe why it wouldn't be okay Lechanchila is that, let me just, We'll start with the Rishash. The Rishash points out that from other Mishnayos, it seems to be beferish, that why would there be a problem of doing it b'di'evet? Seems like even l'chadchila. The Rishash says, right here on Ardaf, on Nun Ches, says the Rishash, V'shem ahadanaka di'evet v'chulu, he quotes Tosis, V'li nira Mishnah arucha, daf pedalin, ola sha'olsa chaya l'rosh esbeach, Tayrade, umakmina lab sham bigamara, big shera. right? Sounds like the Mishnah says the affairs later on that it's only b'diavad. You don't have to come up with svaris, right, and tirutzim and reasons. There's a Mishnah later on that seems to say that it's only okay b'diavad. Says the Gra, maybe there's a din of yareich lechanchila dafka yarech hamizbeach, right, not dafka on the mizbeach, even though it's considered tzafon. But either way, the Mishnah seems to be implying, even though Tosfos doesn't take it literally, but the Rishash seems to say it is a literal halacha, that it is only halacha of b'diavad. Good. Says the Gemara. Amar Avasi, Amar Biyochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, has a Mesorah. Rashi says, Gemara Gamer La. Right, there's a Mesorah about the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan says, Omer Hayi Rabbi Yossi, Kula Mizbeach B'Tzafon Kai. Why does Rabbi Yossi say that anywhere on top of the Mizbeach is considered north? Because it is in the north. The entire Mizbeach was in the north half of the Azara. Umay Ki'ilu. So what does Ki'ilu mean? It is in the north. So why do you say ki'ilu? Ma'o detema be'inina yarech v'leka. As we just said from the Gra, you might have thought that even though it is all in the north, there's a halach of yarech ha-mizbeach, right? As we had earlier back in the beginning of the previous parak, right? Based on the pasuk in Vayikra. Kamash malan, it is okay. Kamash malan, that one on top is considered yarech, or you don't even need it, b'dievet. Right, that's the question about how to understand the Kamash Bolan. If you look in the Shita Bukabatzes, V'yim Tomar V'emah Inachinami, maybe the Shita says, Mimri Yarachinami, you should need Yaracham Mizbeach, so how do we know to darshan it differently? Right, he quotes earlier, Perek Muchaz Binan Al Yarach La'akev, V'yesh Lomar, remember we had earlier, the Gemara Daf Chavav, the Shita quotes, if the Makabel is in the air, if the animal is in the air, you know, what's the halacha? We mentioned there that it has to be Yaracham Mizbeach. So why not here? The Yesh Lomar the Hasam Hainu Liinyan Avir the Tala Vishachat Lagabi Hachyavi Dafka Al Yarech. A violation of Al Yarech would be if it's in the air. That's not Yerech HaMizbeach. Avokan Lav Ba'avir Shachit. Here it's not in the air. The air is a violation of Yarech. Being on top of the Mizbeach, that's not Yarech. You're on the ground. So that is considered yarech. Yod yeshlomar tachi kamar kamash malan dal yarech mikri. So 2 days in Tosfos. How to understand the kamash malan? Either you don't need. This is not called a violation of al yarech, and maybe it isn't. Second day of Tosfos is that it is considered al yarech. Yarech doesn't mean side. It means maybe in proximity of. Right, it can't be on the side of because this is on top of. Al yarech means in proximity of the mizbeach, and this is called the proximity of the mizbeach, even on top. If you contrast that to the first day of the Shiva Kubat says, maybe Kamash Malan is that you don't need a b'dievet. But in the air would still be a violation. You might not need al-yarech, but just being in the air, that's not considered enough. So those are the 2 days in the Shiva Kubat says. The Menchas Chinuch asks, a great question, Kuf Lamed Beis Osvav, I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya that it should be okay from the Torah. We're in the Torah. What about Akedas Yitzchak? Right, Akedas Yitzchak, the Shechita was done, or was going to be done, on the Mizbeach. And we learn halachas sometimes from the Shechitas, or the potential Shechita of Yitzchak, right? The Klisharis by Shechita, the Gemara Darshes elsewhere, Vayikachas HaMacheles, right? So what do we learn from there? That it's on top is okay. So says the Menachas Chinuch, okay, it must have been a Harasha. Must have been a harasha. You can't bring too many rayas from, even though the Gemara does learn from there some halachas, but the Menachas Chinuch says here in Kuf Lamed Beis on the mitzvah of putting Eish on the Mizbeach, which B'ez Hashem will get back to a little later, he says, Ha'isa harasha levad. So it's always a balance of learning things from the Akedah and not learning things from the Akedah, but that's the Menachas Chinuch at least quotes that idea. Well, let's get back to B'ez Hashem, whatever the Chinuch says in a couple of minutes. So we continue. So how does he know? Is it in a, what's the svara of Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yochanan says, because he holds that the entire Mizbeach is in the north, and that's why it is all okay. So Amar Le Rav Zera Le Rav Asi. So Rav Zera says to Rav Asi. Rav Asi quoted this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that he had this Mesorah, Elamayata. So you're telling me that that's the root of the Machlokas in the Mishnah? It's just a Machlokas about where the Mizbeach was. There's no lumdus there. Question is, it's just where it is. So Elamayata, Le Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hachanami, the Chetzia B'Tzafon, the Chetzia B'Daron. Is that why Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda splits and says the first half, the north side of the Mizbeach is okay for Shechita, because that's in the Tzafon, and the southern half is not, and that's why it is a problem? Is that why? So it's a Machlokas Metzias. It's machlokes where the Mizbeach was. Is that what's going on here? V'chitei machanami, and if you want to say yes, that's true. V'ha'atu da'amrit b'shpeid Rabbi Yochanan, but you yourself said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, modi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda would admit, Rabbi Yehuda who splits in the Mishnah, north and south, shim shachtan kinegdan b'karka psula. That if you would shech the animal somehow, well, to see what the hechi tibzi is. What does this mean in Pashas? We think of the Havamina. If the Mizbeach wasn't there, and you would shech it in that spot, right, would that work? So Rabbi Yehuda, this would agree puzzle. In the whole area, even in the north side. But one second, if the whole issue is that it stands in the half of the north, half of the south, so if it was connected in Bekarka, so it should be kosher in the north side, in the north half. So there must be something deeper going on here, not just where the Mizbeach was. So, Amar Lei, Hachi Kama Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, let me explain. Shneem Mikra Echa Darshu. They both darshed from the same pasuk. Again, it is not a machlok, it's about where it was, but what status, what halacha does the top of the Mizbeach have? Mikra Echa Darshu. They darshed it from the following pasuk. V'zavachta Allah v'esolosecha v'eshlamecha. You shall sacrifice on it. You should be zoveach on it, olos and shlamim. Es olosecha v'eshlamecha. So how do we interpret that? How do we interpret that pasuk? So says the Gemara, machlokes. Kind of like the machlokes of kul Hashem and kul Alechem. Here we have here. Rabbi Yossi savar kula la'ola v'kula l'shlamim. What does the pasuk mean? Es olosecha v'eshlamecha. The whole area can be used for ola or for shlamim. Right? Because the entire top has the status of kedushas safon. Rashi, Hachi Garsinan, Kulo La'ola, Vikulo L'Shlamim, the Kedusha Safon Alav Migzeres HaKasif, Vikulo Roy L'Shlamim, Shashlamim Kshir, Mafit Safon, Bikavachom Repirka Dela'el. As we saw earlier, Shlamim could also be Shafon the Safon based on the Kavachomer. So that's how Rabbi Yossi understands the Pasuk, that it's Kulo La'zeh, Vikulo La'zeh, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Safon, no. If the pasuk says it's good for both, it means for half and half. And therefore, half of it is Safon and half of it is Darum. Because if you want to say the whole thing is right for Ola, then Hashta Kulo La'ola Kasher, Kulo L'Shlamim Mibai. So I'd even have to say that it's Roy L'Shlamim. Just say it's right for Ola. And of course, Kal V'Chomer it's Roy L'Shlamim, as we mentioned earlier. So the fact that it mentions both, it must be, it means half and half. Not kula la'ola, because then we would have learned it from a kal v'chomer. And the Gemara just says back, v'idach, what would Rabbi Yossi answer back to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? No, itzrich. You need, and this is again like the Havamina we had earlier, you need to tell me both. Right? You wouldn't have learned it from a kal v'chomer. Sakatai dachamina, ola hu didachik le'makom, bayin ola, where you can only do it in a small spot. Not small, relatively small. Only on the north side. So you might think there might be a lot of olas going on, and you need to find extra space to do it. So that's why the top of the Mizbeach would be okay for an ola. And it was given Kedusha Safon. Avol Shlamim, delo dochik le'makom, emalo. But a Shlamim where you always have plenty of space. The Azor is a big place, so you might think that you could never do it on top. Kamash Malan. You can. That Havamina is a little difficult. If you really believe that the Mizbeach has a certain status, so why would it only be allowed if it's Dachik Le'mako? Right? If it's low Dachik, so fine, you have enough space. But if it has the status, so it's a Mechudash Havamina. Either way, Kamash Malan says Rabbi Yossi, that's why it says it, but it really means Kulo Lazev, Kulo Lazev, and the entire top of the Mizbeach has the status of a tzafon. Right? Whenever you have two different phrases in a pasuk, or two different phrases in two different psukim, you have that question, like I just alluded to, the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Samaches or so, where the Gemara discusses there, one pasuk says, Atzeras l'Hashem alokecha, one pasuk says that it should be a yantif for Hashem, and one of the other pasuk says, Atzeras t'yalochem, to be for you. So, is it Lachem? Is it Lashem Elokecha? So again, Machlokas there, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Lazar. Do we say, Kulo Lashem, but Kulo Lachem? The Gemara is giving you options, right? Everything is good everywhere. And every behavior is good everywhere. You could be Kulo Lashem, but Kulo Lachem, right? You could spend your day learning, spend your Yontif day learning and davening and being in holy pursuits, Lashem Elokecha, or spend your day eating and drinking and relaxing, Kulo Lachem. So, you have a choice. And we paskin like the other opinion, Rabbi Yeshua, that no, oh, chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hashem, chalkeyu, split it, Like here, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chalkeyu, Chetzi L'Hashem, Chetzi L'Lachem. The Gemara does say there that there are three exceptions to the rule that you for sure need Lachem based on other psukim. Based on other psukim. And that, of course, is Shabbos, Shavuos, and Purim. Right, those three, Shabbos based on the Pasuk of Oneg, Purim based on the Pasuk of Mishteh v'Simcha, and Shavuos is a Svara. Yom Shenitzna Bo Torah LiYisrael, and that's what Rashi explains there beautifully in the Mefarsh and the Bali Musar, Dafgan Shavuos, which you would have thought is the day of holiness and the day of Kulo Lashem. No, Dafka that day, we have to have Lachem too. Ironically, why is that? Because we have to show that we're happy about it. The way that a human being shows that he's happy about getting the Torah is having a party, having physical enjoyments. That's how we show that we're happy. And the Mefarshim connect that Gemara beautifully to the Gemara in Shabbos, with the machlokas between the Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu, where Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that defeats the Malachim, so to speak, in his argument by saying, "What you want the Torah? You want the Torah to be given to human beings? But what does it say in the Torah? It says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoseichem Eretz Mitzrayim. Will you take it out of Egypt? Right? Lo Yilachel HaMecherim. Do you have other gods? Kabbalas Avicha Vesimecha. Do you have parents? Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinov, Lo Signov. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu proved that the Torah is shayach to human beings. And that's why maybe Dafka, that's the pshat of Shavuos. Hakol bina batzeres, tibina nami lochem, because Yom Shenitzna Bo Torah LiYisrael. And we celebrate that we have the Torah, not the Malachim. But again, it's the same type of machlokas, whether when you have two different phrases. Do you say it's kulo kulo? Do you say it's chetzio chetzio? And that's the machlokas here between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, in interpreting that pasuk. So again, according to this, it's not a machlokas about where the Mizbeach was. But it's a machlokas about what status did the Torah give the Mizbeach. Did it give it the status of Kedushas Safon, or did it give it the status of half Kedushas Safon, half Kedushas Azara? Again, and the Havamina of Dachag Le'alma is all still needs to be elaborated on. Okay, so Gufa, we continue. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Modi Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda, Shem Shachta connected, Bekarka Psulos, so we had that statement from before. Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda would agree. He says north half is good, the southern half is bad. But if you shechted it exactly, Kenegdan Bekarka Psulos, if you did a Kenegdan on the Karka of, we seek where the Mizbeach was, that would be possible. So why is that? So Amar Rav Acham Yedifti Ravina, what does that mean? My keneg dun bakarka. What exactly does that mean? Opposite the mizbeach on the ground. Ilema ama yisod ama sovev. You have a mizbeach there. So where are you doing the shechita? So maybe we think, well, maybe it means that you're standing on the yisod, on the base or on the sovev, on the ledge. So maybe that's where you're doing the shechita. And where's the animal? Is the animal like have all its toes like on that ama? Right? So is that where you're doing the shechita? Ilema. Ama Yisod va'ama Sovev. Sahai Guva Mizbeachu. That is the Mizbeach. That is the Mizbeach. That's not that Tachto v'alakarka. That is the Mizbeach. So what exactly is meant by Tachto? Right? We don't think that would fit into the words. Right? And Lachar, you'll be able to be shecht on it just like the other parts of the Mizbeach. The Ode, my connected Bakarka. So number one, it is the Mizbeach, so it shouldn't make a difference. And number two, that's not on the Karka, so would it make a difference? The Mikdash David here discusses, would this be tally on what we said earlier? We mentioned earlier, Machlokas Tanoim, on the south and east side, was there no Yesod? Or there was a Yesod, it just didn't have Kedushas Damim? What happens, asked the Mikdash David, according to the Mandamar, that it was there, so this Gemara might have meant on the west side or on the north side. But what about if you would have done it on the south or east side, on the Yesod that does not have Kedushas Damim? Would that be considered Al HaMizbeach? It's physically, but you can't do Zrikas Hadam there. So he has that question about what would the Gemara think about that, and the Gemara does not entertain the possibility here of maybe it's according to Rebbe, whichever Tana that was, that it does not have Kedushas Damim. But he just has that in Simin Zayin, Sif Katan Aleph. Mio Yeshlach Kor, Bekeren Deromis Mizrachis, Lamanda Amar Shahayalo Yesod, Bibinyan, Rach Lo Haya Bedamim, Nundalid, Im Sham Kashal Shkidas Kachi Kachim. The Zed de Rabina Mizbeach Kitsaphon, Im Zedafka Mokum Hamakudash Ladamim. Maybe when it is included, especially according to Rabbi Yossi, that it has the status of Safon, that's only a part of the Mizbeach that has Dam connectivity, that has Dam that you're allowed to put on there. But maybe if it's not Mekudesh Lo Damim, V'nira, says the Mikdash David, it appears, if you say that it's good and you don't need Mekudesh Lo Damim, Imkain, Lurida Amar Ritzpa Mekadeshes, V'chala Ritzpa Chashiva Gam Izbeach, V'chala Ritzpa Kshir L'shkid Chachay Kachim. If it's okay on the Yisod and you don't need that connection to Damim, maybe the whole floor. V'tukshar Ola Sheshachta B'darom. And that's not possible. The name of the Zeche Tzricha Torah Tzafon who called him Shekide Shlomar Ritzpa. Maybe it was only before. V'yalkarcha Zed the Golikar the Mizbeach Hashiv Tzafon Hainu Shehem Mizbeach L'damim. So he thinks you have to say that according to that Deya that it's there, but it does not have Klishas Damim, you would not be able to shecht it there. That's what he thinks. Sarach Ian. Okay, that's his discussion. Good. So we're trying to figure out what the statement of Rabbi Yochanan is, that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if it was Shech to connect the Bakarka, it would be Pasal. So it can't mean on the Yisod or on the Sovev, because that is Mizbeach, and that's not called connect the Bakarka. V'chiteima, continuing to Avin Mechilos Bakarka V'shachalu, maybe you made underground cavities, and you're underneath the Mizbeach, literally, in the Karka, on the spot where the Mizbeach is on top of you. V'chiteima, Avin Mechilos Bakarka V'shachalu, says the Gemara, no, that's not allowed. Would that be called Mizbeach V'hatanya? The Brisa says, Mizbach Adama Tasali, the Pasuk says, in Shmos, Mizbeach Adama Tasali, Shehei Mechubar Me Adama. What is Mizbach Adama? It has to be connected to the ground. Mechubar Me Adama, or the Shita says, Ba Adama. Shelo Yivnenu Lo Agabe Mechilos, Velo Agabe Kippin. You can't have it underneath in Mechilos. You can't have it on Kippin, on arches, raised up above the ground. It can't be in the ground. It can't be above the ground. It has to be on the ground. That's how we darshim Mizbeach Adama Tasali. So again, what does this mean? We're trying to figure out what is the statement of Rav Yochanan mean. So lo tzricha debatzer betzurei. Maybe it means you made it smaller. You made the Mizbeach smaller in ratio. The ratio of the Mizbeach has to be there, but he made it smaller, and therefore there's area on the floor that has kedushas makam Mizbeach. And that's where you would shecht it. That's the suggestion. You built a smaller Mizbeach. That's how the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, if you look in the back right here, he suggests that's what the Gemara means here. It means if you built a little smaller Mizbeach and you were able to fit there. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I'll read it to you. It says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Nira Be'enai, Tzarech Lomar, Shepachas Midas Erko Virachbo, Va'aso Miruba Katan. Lefisha midas erkov arachbo ein ma'akvin aval ribua ma'akev kidla kaman daf samach bezam an aleph. Square is ma'akev, but only the ratio of that square. But length is not ma'akev. That is the Rabbi Yaakov Emden's comment based on the Gemara that will come up be'ezes Hashem in a couple of days. The Tzon Kachim though asks here. We haven't used the Tzon Kachim enough, but remember the Tzon Kachim is one of the Achronim of the in the Asifas Kenim that the Chavos Chaim put together, the Birchas Hazevach, the Koydin Aver, the Tzon Kachim, the Panim Meiros, and the Chok Nasan. They all printed in this one volume. So the Tzon Kachim here discusses, but why isn't this a problem of what we discussed way back on Daf Lamed Gimel? Back on Daf Lamed Gimel, we brought up the principle of Akol Bechsav based on the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph. The pasuk says there, Akol Bechsav, Miyad Hashem Alai, Hiskil, and we darshan there that you can't just switch around and do whatever you want in building the base and building the Mizbeach and building the base of Migdash and building the Kelim. It has to be based on a Tzivui. Based on the Tzivui. You can't do whatever you want. Remember, the Gemara there had the suggestion. We were trying to figure out the Mitzora. The Mitzora sticks his hand in the inside the Zara. And how does he do that? Bia B'mikzah, Shema Bia, he's Tame, he can't go in. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we should build a few doorways on the north side of the Azara. He'll be able to stick his hands in, and the animal will still be on the tzafon over there. So why can't he just build a couple of pishpishim? So the Gemara says, you can't do that, because you can't just build whatever you want. The Gemara quoted there, and we quoted there. That's the principle. That's the Yisod. The Radak talks about that in Sefer Malachim. How did Shlomo HaMelech build all of these extra menorahs and shulchanos? Because he must have had nevuah. Hakol Bechsav, the Radak says. Because you can't just build something, you know, without having that nevuah. So he asked the Tzon Kachim here, how can you make it smaller? Hakol Bechsav. Right, you have to have exact details, exact sivuyim. V'lekel ameimar heich rashoy lekatzer haksev akol bechsav miyad Hashem kid da'amrinen bechul and dafei dalet dila hosif habinyin asur. Says the Son Kachim, akol bechsav is only adding on or making it bigger. That's the problem. The alfinah mi bias, ma bias shishim af mizbeach shishim. V'lo yoser ta'enu shei kadosh ad shishim. V'lo shei chov alasos kein demid es arka v'rachmo ein ma'akvin. Right, what the Rabbi Yaakov Emden quoted. Meaning, only bigger and more is a problem of Akol Bechsav, but less, as long as you have all the halachas li'ikuva, that would be okay. So that's an important principle of Akol Bechsav that we learned from this Gemara. Good, and the implicit message of his Gemara. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I don't know if we mentioned it then back in Daf Lama Gimel, Rav Moshe has a couple of tshuvas from the early years of about Mechitza, about the height of the Mechitza and the different Yesodos of Mechitza. Right, that was a major issue in the 1950s and 60s in America. So there he discusses also the Bishah at the end of Masechta Sukkah and the Gemara there, that the Tikkun Gadol that they made in the Beis HaMikdash was the balcony where the women went by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and Rav Moshe there discusses also they added on this Tikkun Gadol. What about a Kol Bechsav? How can you just add something on even if you have a good reason? And if you have a good reason, did they have nevuah when they did this? Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like they decided it themselves. But Rav Moshe also in those tshuvas talks about this principle of a Kol Bechsav. Good. We continue. So the Gemara asks, how did they build it? So it means they made it smaller. And that is how you had area on the ground that was able to be used for Kedushas Mizbeach, possibly. The Mishnah Lamelech here discusses, didn't they have underground cavities, though, under the Beis HaMikdash? We know Shlomo HaMelech built, we know in order to put the Aron later on, because he foresaw that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't going to be eternal. So the Gemara in Hilchos Beis HaMikdash in Perek Aleph, that's where all the rules and regulations of building take place. Ein bonus a mikdash balayla. You can't build a Beis HaMikdash at night. B'yom hakim as a mishkan. B'yom hakim v'lo balayla. V'oske b'binyam y'alos ha-shachar atzeis ha-kochavim. Hamizbeach ein osan oso el abinyan avanim. V'zeh shenemar batorah mizbeach adama ta'aseh li she'im mechubar ba'adama. Shalo yivneyu lo agabi kipin. Right, quotes our Gemara. V'zeh shakasav v'im mizbach avanim v'piyash v'olam du she'in rishus ela chova. This is the Rambam quoting our Gemara. Says the Mishnah Lamelech there in Ilchos Beis HaBechira, kasha li al zeh. It's difficult to say that you can't build it on kipin or on mechilos. It sounds like from this line, maybe that you can't have anything hollow under the mizbeach. You can't do it al gabi kipin on top of raised arches or on mechilos. It sounds like it has to be solid, dense ground underneath the mizbeach. But don't we learn from the Mishnah Maseches Para that they used to have underground cavities because they didn't want to be worried about tumas at the home, that there was any type of kever here? Remember that Yerushalmi, that they found the skull of Aravna Yavusi under the Makam HaMizbeach? Okay, not for now. But kashuli, mehadetnan, mehadetnan perakimul depara, hari habayis vazaros tachteyam chalul, bibri kever at the home. The Mishnah Para says it was hollow underneath. V'kvar hevi rabbeinu mishnah zu, beperak beiz miyachos paraduma, din zayin. V'lechora nira. So how do you get out of this? I thought you can't have anything hollow. Doesn't our Gemara seem to say it has to be solid? V'nira. Shekol binyan abayas hayachalul, v'kolel gamkein afmakam amizbeach. V'komakam shamarnu v'tachteyam chalul, hayinu shu banui kipin. K'moshakot rabbeinu v'imkein kasha, deich yikomar shalev neo, agabi kipin. How could it say here that you couldn't have it on kipin, on arches or anything hollow underneath? V'savra yisi lomar, to my damrina shlo yivnei al gabi kipin, and lomar shtishir gova mizbeach lo yehe al gabi kipin. El mechuber ba'adama, so maybe it means arches above the ground. But as long as it's on the ground, you can have hollow under the ground. Maybe. Yeah, that's what maybe we thought also. Maybe that's what he thought originally. Avakol shem mizbeach mechuber ba'adama, im lamata min adama yish kipin, u'mechilos eino ma'akev. V'shuvar isi d'ze'enu. Then he doesn't like that. Al shena asher alkein nira. Then he says, d'mechrachim ani lomar. I'm forced to say, d'dafka harabayis v'ho azaro, so you tachteim chalul. Aval ha-mizbeach, lo hayatachtav chalul. Mepreg zeiris ha-kasuv, d'kamar mizbach adama. That's it. Amazing. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, we'll have to Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, we'll have to figure this out. And what happened? Right, he thinks that the entire, underneath harabayis, they had a lot of, underneath the azara, They had a lot of, you know, they dug tunnels there in order to make sure there was no kever to home. But directly under that spot of the Mizbeach, they didn't touch. Because that's the halacha, that's the Gzeres HaKasev. Mizbeach Adama, Ta'aseh, Ta'aseli. That's what he suggests. Oh, and then he quotes the Yerushalmi, I'm sorry. Vayinir, I forgot he quotes the Yerushalmi. Vayinir li lahavi raya lazemi ahidamirin bi Yerushalmi perakam adis anedrin. Techizkiyahu iberas hashana bebnei atuma. Fatuma haisa shematzu gulgalso shalar arnan hayavusi tachas ha-mizbeach. So how'd they find that under the Mizbeach? Maybe that was the only spot that wasn't hollowed out. Right, so, but how they find it then, maybe they were just next to it. Upashin shel dvarim nirish, shegolgolash zu, lo haisa geluya al gabi ha'adama, lo haisa tuna tachas ha'mizbeach. V'yachshav, kasharaz ha'latakin ez ha'mizbeach, de'efshar she'neharas ksas b'yemei achaz. Maybe during that time, during one of the evil kings, it got destroyed, something collapsed. Mutzal agulgolas v'mk nimsa shakol ha'itmei v'b'nishayis ha'tumah ritzutza t'kaimel and bokas v'oleh v'kol mishenichlas sham nitma v'yamr shagam ha'mizbeach ha'yabonu kipin al-gabe kipin ha'kaimel on t'tevach ha'devach chotzeis v'b'nei ha'tumah. If it was under the mizbeach, then the tumah would have been held in. If they found it underneath, it must be that it was tumah ritzutza. There was no space. It went straight up, and that's why everybody became tame. And that's why they had to be barba the shana. V'mkin afim matzu tumah yisad ha'mizbeach lo. That's the Mishlei Melech's Raya, right? That, it must be that wasn't hollowed out, that area, only the areas around. You got to put everything together. You got to have Shas, Bavli, Ushalmi on your fingertips in order to be able to figure out what exactly is the basis for the Psak of the Rambam. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Efshad Isa Lahad Rabbi Yochanan V'lotanina Lama Masisan. Is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan made this statement that Rabbi Yossi holds, which David, Rabbi Yossi holds, that the entire Mizbeach was in the Tzafon? Remember at the beginning, the first suggestion of the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said it's Gemara Gamrila. It's a Misora that the entire Mizbeach according to Rabbi Yossi is in the north. Then we went on to say maybe it's a halachic reality. But Rabbi Yochanan originally said it was the reality that Rabbi Yossi holds is all in the north. Is it possible that this was said and there's no remez to it in any Mishnah? Look at Rashi for a second. Interesting Lashon. Efshar, medium line. Damar Omar Hayy Rabbi Yossi Kula Mizbeach Mitzavon Koy. V'lo Talina Lashum Remez B'Mishnah B'Shisha Sedarim. There's no Mishnah in Shas Mishnayis that hints to it. Nafak Dach V'Ashkach. He went out and said, I got it. You just got to do a little math. It's a Mishnah Maseches Tamid, right at the end of Kachin. Nafak Dach V'Ashkach. It's not. The Mishnah says, Biru Misham, when they chose wood to put onto the ma'arachos of the Mizbeach. So Biru Misham Atzei Te'ena Yafim. They chose nice fig wood from fig trees. In order to be Mesader, the Ma'aracha Shnia, the second Ma'aracha of Ktoris. Right? We know, according to discussion in the Tanoim, exactly how many ma'arachos there were on the Mizbeach. Three, four. The main ma'aracha was obviously to burn all of the karbanos, the hektar chalav mevarim. That had to be the biggest. And then we have the ma'aracha that was dafka used for the ktores, where they took coals from in order to bring into the ktores, into the heichal. And then we have a third ma'aracha for the eish tamid tukad. So the Mishnah says that they were mavarer atzei te'ena to use for the ma'aracha shnia shachadares. Where was this ma'aracha shnia keneged keren ma'aravis dromis, next to the southwest corner mashuch menakeren klapei tzafon arba amos, 4 amos north from the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Ba'omer chamei se'in gachalim, and they kept enough wood there in order to make 5 sa'ah of coals, in order to be able to use for the k'tores. U'b'shabes ba'omer shmonas in gachalim, and on Shabbos that'd be more. Why? Because you had to burn something else in that spot. Shasham on that ma'aracha is where they used to be maktir. Hayinosin shnei bazich levona shalach ma'panim. The shnei bazich levona, the 2 frankincense little cups that they used to burn in order to be matir, the lechem apanim for the kohanim to eat. So that's what they used to put it on Shabbos, on the Mizbeach, and that's why it had to be a little bigger. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah just tells us where this Ma'aracha was. It was 4 amos from the south side of the Mizbeach. That's going to be the measurement that will be important for us. So before we even continue, in terms of how the math helps us, 2 points on this on this Mishnah. First of all, the Mishnah talks about the Ma'arachos and the three Ma'arachos that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, part of this was based on the mitzvah of having an Eish Tamid. Right, that's the mitzvah in Parshat Tzav. The mitzvah of always having a fire on the Mizbeach, which the Chinuch talks about. One second. Don't we know that a fire came down from Shemayim anyway? So what, do we have to even have a fire on the Mizbeach? But that's the mitzvah. The Sefer Chinuch says a mitzvah Kuf Lamed Beis. The Rambam says a mitzvah Chavtes. Lahavir Eish ala Mizbeach b'chol yom tamid. Shneamar Eish tamid tukat ala Mizbeach. Ubab hirushal tamid. Klomar. Lahasim bo eitzim. Baboker ben arbayim. What do you mean to have an a fire there? You don't light the fire every day. It's always there. So the mitzvah is fulfilled by keeping the fire going. It's a mitzvah to keep the fire going, which is putting wood there. Klomar lahasim bo eitzim baboker ubein harabayim ubebir. Remember those Mishnayos and Tainus that some of the families were accepted to supply wood. They made the yomtiv shel eitzim, right? They had a holiday those days in order to make sure there's wood there. Ubebir amar, and that's what he quotes from the Gemara in Yuma. Af al pisha ha'esh yorid min hashamayim mitzvah lahavi min hahedyot. It's a mitzvah to bring from the hedyot, and says the chinuch v'al yiksha alecha lemar mahi mitzvah zu. Right, and don't ask me what exactly is the point of this mitzvah. Follow al kolpan and ma'ala maver eish l'tzorach al karbish eschayv l'hakriv. They had to have a fire anyway to burn the chalam veivarim. Ubelo eish efshar. You can't burn the chalam veivarim. You can't do haktar without a fire. So what do you need a separate mitzvah for? In other words, you might be asking, isn't lighting a fire just a hechsher mitzvah of the haktaras emurim? So what do you need a separate mitzvah of lighting a fire? No, it's independent. They had a separate fire on the Mizbeach for this mitzvah. Right, we darshan. It says the Maracha three times. We darshan three times. Eish. And that's why you know it. And what's the shorash of the mitzvah? Hakdama, says the Chinuch. Hakdama. The nisim that Hashem does for us, He does it in a hidden way. Hashem doesn't want to do nisim so often. Ki gam b'neis kriyas yamsuf. Sheyneis b'forsam, even the neis kriyas yamsuf. What does it say? Vayolach Hashem is yam. Beruah kadim azah kol halayla, a strong eastern wind. Torah doesn't just say the sea split. It says he brought a strong eastern wind. Vayasam asayam lacharava vayibaku hamayim, and he made it have dry land. Right, and that's the Ramban discusses that in Shmos. The Gemara Brachas davdal, and remember kachatos halayla. Right, the nisim are always hidden, and therefore why? Because as even if there's a major nace going on, Hashem's still going to leave room for a person to convince himself that it's not a nace. V'amaskilim yavinu ki inyan seiser ze lema'alas ha'adon v'shiflus hamakabel. Wow, that's a cool lashon, right? The fact that it's hidden is because it's really, we have to try to search for it and realize how awesome Hashem is and how lowly we are. Umizeho inyan, and that's the point of Sivon lahaver eish b'mizbeach. Aval bisha shem shesham yored eish b'na shamayim kedei lahastir anes. Lefi hadomesh o eish ha'yeredes lo hasa niris b'yiridasa b'natam she'amarnu, except for three times in history, which he quotes, that there was a nes that came down b'na shamayim. What does he quote? And this is difficult. Because he said, what are the three things he quotes? Chutz, miyom shmini shal miluim, vishel gidon, umanoach, shahaisa nireis. He quotes the three times in history that Eish came down from Shemayim, miluim, gidon, and manoach. And we would have said, what about Eliyahu HaNavi? Isn't that the most famous one? Har Carmel? So the Mefarshim on the Chinuch discuss. You know, we discussed that a little in the mitzvah shiur a number of years ago when we had shiurim on each of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Feel free to look at the archives, 613 shiurim. But when we discussed this chinuch, we discussed, where's Eliyahu HaNavi? Isn't that the one that is the most famous? But either way, the point of this mitzvah is that Hashem's nisim are hidden. We even hide it, but it's our job to be megale, and our life is to be megale. Everything's an ace. Right, everything's an ace, even though Hashem is masterit. But either way, that's relating to our Mishnah here, the three ma'arachos on the Mizbeach and the Eish Tamid. Why, Dafka, did they use fig wood, trees from a fig tree, Atze Te'ena Yafim. So that's also discussed there in Meseches Tamid. The Gemara, the Mishnah says there in Tamid, the Mishnah says in the second paragraph of Tamid, on Daf Chavtes, no, Tamid is at the, it's found at the end of Krisis and Me'ilah, so Tamid doesn't start off on Daf Beis. The only Mesechta that starts off, only Mesechta and Gemara that starts off at Daf Chav Heim Beis. So there on Daf Chavtes, the Mishnah says that, Kol ha'etzim k'shirim l'maracha heim. Really, the Mishnah says, all etzim can be used for the maracha, chutz mishal gefen v'shal zayis, but not vines and not olive trees. Aval be'elu ha'yirigilim b'merbiya shal te'ena v'shal egel shal etz ha'shemen. But they used to, they were used to using te'ena, the fig ones, because these may get made good fire and you know, nice light. But they would not use Geffen and Zayas. Why don't you use Geffen and Zayas? So why would they daft use Te'ena and they would not use Geffen and Zayas? So you look at Rashi right here. Rashi in our Gemara. Atze Te'ena Yafin, Bishal Te'ena Hayiragilam, Vitam Agadahu. Rashi quotes, Shebo Aisa Takana La'adam Arishon, V'yasulam Chagoros. Goes back to the Eitz Hadas. Right? Eitz Hadas. Right? That the, we don't know what tree the Eitz Hadas was. It does not say Beferish in the Torah what the Eitz Hadas was. Chazal have four different suggestions what the Eitz Hadas was. Was it an Esrog? Was it a Geffen? Was it a Te'ena? Right? What type of a tree, was it? But, the Rashi says one of the days is that it was Te'ena, because that's the only one that would have given it of itself in order to cover them after the chait. So Rashi says here it's a tikkun somehow for the chait of the Eitz Hadas. That's what Rashi says right here, based on Vayasu Lahem Chagoros. Good. If you look in the Tiferes Yisrael on that Mishnah in Tamid, the Tiferes Yisrael says, why Dafka do they do? I'm sorry. It's the Tiferes. Yeah, in Tamid, in Perak Beis Mishnah Hay. Why dafka did they use the te'ena for the k'tores? Mishum de k'tores v'chaper al lashon hara. K'tores is one of the avodos that are mechaper al lashon hara. V'chet adam arishon hayadei lashon hara. Shekibel malshinus mehanachash. U ba'alei te'ena nitkan. Acher shechata v'nisboshesh. She'asulem me'alei te'ena chagoros. V'lachen gam l'k'tores lako ati te'ena. Okay, that and this Ararti Lozeh Midivei Rashi's Vachem Daf Nun Ches. That's what awakened him. This pshat of the connecting it to the Ketores. So that's all about why we Dafka try to use Te'ena. Why don't we use Geffen and Zayas? So that's based on the Gemara in Tamid. The Gemara in Tamid there has two pshatim. Number one, Rav Papa Amar Mishum to Katri. What does Katri mean? So the rush there in Tamid says two pshatim. Either it means it has knots, and therefore there's a lot of moisture that's left in those knots, and therefore it's not good, because we tried not to use, you know, moist wood. That's why on Tu B'Av they stopped collecting, because they chopped chopping wood, because it was moist. Or, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Yishev Eretz Yisrael, meaning we don't want to take away all of the vines and all of the olive trees from Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of carbonates that have to be burned, a lot of wood. So these two, which Eretz Yisrael is blessed with Geffen and Te'ena, so that's why we don't want to use Geffen and Zaysim. We don't want to dafka take those two. Again, we take Te'ena. Maybe that was there isn't a chash of that. Either way, there's the best kind, there's the one, but all of them are good, but these were the best ones, that the Te'ena was the one that they like to use. Just to quote one halacha of the Rambam. It's a halacha that we probably should be more famous. And then we'll have to continue with the math. The rest of the daf is just math. The last halacha in Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach. The Rambam says, in the end of Isurei Mizbeach, you should do all mitzvos in the most mehudar way you can. Right? You wouldn't think that tucked away at the end of Isurei Mizbeach. The Rambam says, you could bring, you know, menachas from many types of flour, but this is the best. You could bring oil from many types, but this is the best. So, and here, he said you should bring wood from all, but this is the best. The Rambam says, all mitzvos, you should do with the best. Sha'arotza l'zakos atzmo yakuf yitzro hara v'yarchiv yado v'yavi karbano min ha'yafeh ha'meshubach v'yoser sheba'oso amin sheyavi mimenu. As we know from Hevel. Hevel hevi gamhu mibichor asorona michal v'hen. V'yish Hashem el Hevel ve'el min chaso. V'hu adin l'chol davar shehu l'ashem hakel hatov sheyem min hano'eh Hatov, imbana base tefila, yehe na'eh mi base yeshivaso. Heechul ra'ev, if you're giving somebody hungry food, ya'achil min hatov ha'matok, shebeshulchano. Kisei arum yechaseh min hayafesh shebeksuso. Hikdish davar yakdish min hayafesh shebenachasav. Fechenu omer kol chelev lashem. And we darshan kol chelev is from lashem. That's a beautiful Rambam. The last halacha nichlas zirim is bech. You could also look the last halacha of the Radvaz right here. He waxes poetic about how unbelievable the Rambam is in terms of his organization. He says, you can't fathom it. It's beyond comprehension. Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach. He takes from everywhere. He makes up his own area of halacha. Right? So that's the, again, we've noted that we have Arach and Vacharamim also. There's another number of areas which shows the Rambam's genius. Okay, let's continue. So again, we're trying to find the source. Reb Zeira says, where do we have that a hint that Reb Yochanan says that according to Reb Yossi, the entire Mizbeach is on the north side of the Azara? So he quoted this Mishnah, which says that the fire that was used for the Ktaris is four amos up, four amos north. Umaisi Manas, how do you figure it out, Reb Yossi? Why is it four amos up? Because of Reb Yossi. The Tanya, here we go. Reb Yossi Omer is a simin biyadcha. This is a simin, right? The sheet adds in your hands. The following statement: Kol anital bifnim linatin bachutz. Eino knows anything that is taken from inside to put outside. Eino knows in ela besamach shein lifnim. So it has to be put on the area outside that's closest to what's inside. So we don't know what that means yet. But something from inside the heichal taken to outside, you have to put it on the spot that's closest to that inside heichal. And the opposite: V'chol anital bachutz halinatin bifnim. Anything that's taken from outside to be put inside, eino nital ol besamach shein lifnim. You have to take it from the closest spot, closest to the inside. So what is all this? What does this statement mean? So kol anital bifnim linata bachutz ma'iniu. What is something inside that's taken outside? So ilema shirayim. Are we talking about the shirayim? Meaning if you have zrikos on the inner mizbeach, so those shirayim must be taken outside and put in the closest spot where blood is put, meaning on the yisod mizbeach ha'ola on the west. So behedik sibhu. We already have a pasuk that teaches me that el yisod mizbeach ha'ola asher pesach ha'ol moed. That can't be what it means. And what about the other one? Visu, the other part of the statement. Kol anital bachutz linatin befnim. Anything taken from outside to inside. My nihu, what's that referring to? Ilei mekecholim shel yom kippurim. If it's referring to the coals of Yom Kippur that you take to put the ketores on. Behed yiksibu. Again, it says that explicitly. Va'alokach malo hamachta gach le'esh. V'gomer continue. Me'al ha'mizbeach milifnei Hashem. Right, that's the continuation of the pasuk. So you already know that you take it lifnei Hashem for the place that's closest. V'gomer. So Ella, so what is this statement of Rabbi Yossi talking about? Ella kol anital bifnim linatin bachutz. Shnei bazichei levona shalechem apanim. He's talking about the two bazichim. They're taken out to be burned on the little pyre on top of the mizbeach. Zikamri mishirayim. You learn that from Shirayim. And hanita bachutz litata bifnim gicholim to kol yom v'yoma. That's the coals for every day ktores. Zikamrin migicholim shal yom kippurim. So what have we said so far? According to Rabbi Yossi, that pile which you took coals from for the ktores and you burn the lavona on, that has to be as close to the heichal as possible. So now we're about to prove that four amos north from the southwest corner will have to be that the entire mizbeach is in the north. We're going to do the math. But it's going to be that the Tarmis Mizbeach is in the north, and that will be approved to Rabbi Yochanan. So, my Kasavar. So, E Kasavar. So, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? E Kasavar Kulim Mizbeach Bedarom Kai. If he says the entire Mizbeach is in the south, if it's all in the south, so let's think about this for a minute. It has to be Pesach Ohel Moed. Some of the Mizbeach has to be opposite the doorway going into the Heichal. So, if it starts all the way in the south, so some of it has to be opposite. So how long was the Mizbeach north-south? As Rashi explains here, 32. The Mizbeach was a square. 32 by 32. And if you say it was all in the south, so let's continue. Ikazavar kulim Mizbeach bedarim koi estrim v'sheva boi lemesei. So then this ma'aracha has to be 27 amos from the south side of the Mizbeach. Because the Pesach of the Heichal is 10 amos wide, half 5 in the north, 5 in the south. So the Mizbeach has to be at least 5, right? If it's all in the south, it have to have at least 5, you know, close to the Pesach of the Heichal. So if it's all in the south, you're going to have to go 27 amos from the south border all the way to where the this marach is going to be, right? That's too far. It would have to be 27 amos from the south corner, right? And we need it to be 5. We need it to be 4, as we said, right? We said in the Mishnah we said connected karam marvus rov mashuv and a karam klapi seven 4 amos. Good. So anyways, let's try again. So v'inami k'savar kedushas heichal v'ulam chadahi. And even if you want to say that the ulam has the kedusha of the heichal, and remember the ulam is wider than the heichal, it's double. So Esther Mitarti boy Macy. So even if you want to say it's 20 amos wide the doorway, you're still going to have to move them. If the mizbeach is all in the south, you're going to have to go up 22 amos to have the maracha parallel to the doorway of the ulam or mizbeach. And even if you want to say let's the mizbeach was smack in the middle, north south. So still, chatzrei boy lemeisei. If it's exactly in the middle, right, 32 amos, exactly in the middle, that means 16 amos in the south, 16 amos in the north. So then, you're still going to have to walk, go up 11 amos from the south side of the Mizbeach in order to get to a cross from the Pesach. Right, 11. Ve'alek savar, k'tushas hechav ulam chadam milsehi. Maybe it's half, it's right in the middle, and you hold that the ulam is the k'tusha of the hechav. So then you're still too off, shispoy lemeisei, because you're still partly too far in the south, and you'd have to go up 6 amos from the southern border, and we need 4. So what's the only way that this Mishnah, this would work? El olam mishum deksavar kulem mizbeach betzafon koi. Oh, if you say that it ought to be in the north, vahani abra amos, so then it's not that you're going from south to north, but it's how far down, how far south. So what, if it's all in the north, then what? Then what Rabbi Yossi is saying, and the Mishnah is saying, is Vahani arba amos, ama yisod, va'ama sovev, va'ama makom kronos. Right? It's counting from the south side of the Mizbeach, which is all the way in the north. You have, you know, 5 amos, the southern 5 amos of the Mizbeach. That's what's parallel to the Pesach of the Heichal. So if you have 5, the bottom 4, you can't put the fire in. Because that's the Yisod, that's the Sobe, that's the Makam of the Kronos. V'yama Makam Ragli Kornim, you need space for the Kornim to walk next to the Kronos. T'chimasku l'kamei t'fei su l'kapesach. So what the Mishnah is saying, that it can't be more than 4 amos away from the border, and therefore this Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yossi. And this is a remez to Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that Rabbi Yossi must hold that the entire Mizbeach was in the north, and that's why if you connect him to this Mishnah in Tamid, so that's how it works out. Good. So now the Gemara just says, it's not a foolproof riot. You're right, it could be. If the Mishnah in Tamid is reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, then it would be a riot. But, Amar Adabar Ava, it could also be other Tanaim. Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. Or the Mishnah in Tamid might also be reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mizbeach Mamutzeh, V'omei Be'emsa Azara. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mizbeach was right in the middle. Again, this is, it's very hard not to say this is a Machlokas and Metzias. Right, a Machlokas, where the Mizbeach was. Right, but again, it might be based on Svaris, but Lamais is a Machlokas and Metzius. V'shloshim v'shayim amos ha'yulo, right, 32 by 32. Eser amos k'neged pesach shel heichal, the middle 10 amos of the Mizbeach was opposite the doorway of the heichal. Achas v'esrei ama mikan, v'achas v'esrei ama mikan, and then 11 by 11, right, because you have in the north and in the south, nimsa Mizbeach mechuvat k'neged heichal. Right, and then the Mizbeach was right smack in the middle, and maybe that's the Shita of the Mishnah that has to be 4 amos up. So Gemara just clarifies, how does that come to it? So for Rabbi Yehuda, Chatzrei Boi Lemeisei, if it's 11 in the north, 11 in the south, so what's, why is it 4? Right, you have to do it 11 amos from the southern border, as we said up above, if it's Mamutza right in the middle. V'iksav v'kedushas heichav ulam chadam milsehi, and even if you want to say, the ulam has the kedusha, the ulam, the doorway of the ulam also has kedushas ol moed. Shispoy lemeisi, you still have to bring it 6 amos from the southern border, not 4. So the Gemara says, mi savris hani arba amos bahade ama yisod va'ama sovev, arba amos barme ama yisod va'ama sovev. Maybe what the Mishnah means is not 4 amos including the ama of the yisod and the sovev, but it's excluding it. So altogether there's 6. And if altogether there's 6, so that's the right, that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. V'nukme Rabbi Yossi ubim mimutza. So why don't you try to say this for Rabbi Yossi also? And then he holds this mimutza, and then it wouldn't be a raya for Rabbi Yochanan, who says that according to Rabbi Yossi, it has to be in the north? Because we've heard that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds it. It was exactly in the north. In the middle. So, because we heard it from him beferish, that's why we connect that sheet to Rabbi Yehuda. From Rabbi Yossi, we didn't hear that, so that's why we don't have to say that for him. Okay, that's two suggestions. Who is the author of the Mishnah in Tamid? Is it Rabbi Yossi? And then it's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan's view of Rabbi Yossi. Is it Rabbi Yehuda? And we're going to start with Bez Hashem tomorrow, is that maybe it's a third Shita. Maybe it's Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Bez Hashem, we'll continue next time as we continue here in the sixth Perek of Meseches Zvachim.